The Advertising Standards Board has been asked to rule on whether or not an advertisement for women's menstruation products should show that menstrual blood is red. Typically, it's usually coloured blue or something else inaccurately. But one company ran an ad that showed menstrual blood in its true colours, and it's triggered a flood of complaints, and that's a deliberate pun. Dr. Elizabeth Farrell is the Medical Director of Women's Healthcare Services at the Jean Hales Foundation. Elizabeth, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Whoever knew that menstrual blood was red?
50% of the population of this world.
I think most men are pretty familiar with the fact that menstrual blood isn't blue, but red.
Yes, I think so. I mean, I find this in the 21st century really appalling that there is an outcry against a normal process that we all go through on a monthly basis during our reproductive years. And surely, as parents, our children will have seen us during our period changing a pad or a tampon and be aware that there is a biological process.
Did you just say tampon on the radio, Elizabeth?
I did.
Oh, no.
Well, I can say a few other words too in terms of women's biology and how the process happens. And I think that really there have been taboos around, you know, for centuries, and there used to be menstrual huts for women to sit in while they were bleeding because they needed to be isolated. Surely we've gone past that.
And apparently not 600 people complained.
I just find that staggering.
Apparently period blood is disgusting, according to some of those complaints.
Well, unfortunately, the effects of menstrual blood in women around the world who suffer from their periods costs communities an enormous amount of health dollars. And in fact, heavy menstrual bleeding is the cause of the first cause of iron deficiency in the Western world, and it's the first cause of chronic disease in the Third World. And so menstrual problems have been around, menstrual blood has been around forever, and I find it appalling. Surely we've got to the stage where our biology should be out there in the open for all to hear and see, as it were.
I think it would be really, really interesting to find out, do a kind of statistical breakdown on a demographic analysis of who made the complaints.
Yes, I would agree too. Is it women? Is it men? Is it parents? What is it? I would have thought that in this day and age, it's really important for both sexes of children to be understanding how biology works.
And I've got text messages, Elizabeth, I'm a feminist, I'm a woman, I don't want to see menstruation on TV, just like I don't want to see poo on toilet paper ads.
Well, why is the question? Why does that offend her? Why does the fact that biology is there, it offends her? And I think we have to ask that question. Why is it offensive when it's reality? It's part of our biology. We should be getting out there and talking about all of the different aspects of our biology, including having periods, and being able so that people can actually talk about it. If a young woman has problems with her periods, if it's hush-hush, then maybe she's not going to go and talk to her mum or go and get her mum to take her to the doctor or whatever. And I think it's short-sighted on people's, you know, people's point of view, really.
Fascinating issue. Thank you. It tells us so much about where we are. Elizabeth Farrell, she's the Doctor and Medical Director of Women's Healthcare Services at the Jean Hales Foundation.